Hello, everyone. You're listening to America Meditating Radio. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts on demand 24/7. I'm Sister Jenna, host of the syndicated America Meditating Radio. Join us as we talk one-on-one with leading experts who answer life's most compelling questions, because in a world of uncertainty, we need answers right here, right now. America Meditating Radio, a show for everyone to learn more about this amazing thing called life. Om Shanti. Assalamu alaikum. Wahe Guru. Jai Shri Krishna. Hello. These meditations that I've designed are to take you on a journey of your inner world. And as you enter the many rooms of thoughts, you will enter parts of you that you cherish, maybe regret, love, or might even be afraid of. But it is this inner journey that we must all take to find solutions, clarity, love, power, and freedom. We are in the midst of complex times, and we will need to be honest, clear, strong, and intuitively aligned so we can make decisions that support our goodness and wisdom. The energy of the divine is always with us, and when we consciously invite love, peace, power, and wisdom into our thinking, we offer the return of the image we were made in. Love personified. We all are peaceful, pure, blissful, loving, and wise human beings. Throughout our journey, we got a little tainted. Hence, the attachment to stories slipped in. These meditations, I hope, will enable you to remember how pure you are, how clean your heart is, and how powerfully your life is on this planet. Enjoy, everyone, and thank you so much for choosing these meditations. Take good care of yourself and stay illuminated. Om Shanti. Hello, everyone. Welcome to America Meditating Radio. You heard it here, my new album, Your Inner World, and that was just the introduction track, which basically will take you on a journey of what's going on your, or rather what's going on internally, what's happening at a level of consciousness, what's going on with your thoughts, where are our thoughts taking us, and what do they say about us and what we're going through. Always pleased when you can join me on the air. I know that 30 minutes nowadays seems like a lot of time in our lives, and there is a time that we would just sit for 30 minutes and almost do almost nothing, or we would wash dishes or clean the house or get the car together. And, you know, what did we do without all of this technology? And I think that we are perhaps reaching a point where we also just want to declutter from all the technology and just power down and talk to somebody, be with somebody, relate to somebody, listen to someone. Can you imagine? Just to listen heart to heart to someone. Today, my friend Craig Kirby from Golf My Game, Golf My Future called, and I hadn't spoken to Craig in a long time, and we just ended up talking and talking until he got a call. And that's just how it goes nowadays. We're just connecting and reconnecting to just, you know, build our relationship with one another, to recognize that we are a family, a tribe, whether you're black, white, rich, poor, GOP, DNC, whatever it might be, Democrat, Republican, we're together in all of this. And I know that it takes some of us a longer period of time to acknowledge that we're in this together and we're going to do well together if we're willing to look at what are the areas that we can meet eye to eye on and yet still be able to respect each other for our differences. Now, I say this with great, you know, caution, because I'm also in my journey of respecting and accepting that some people just do things differently, and it's not to be taken personally. Sometimes it does become personal because you can feel the vibrations are without love or virtues, perhaps towards you. But at the end of the game, it's really me still. I've got to feel better about me. I've got to think better about who I am and how I show up in this vast universe and still contribute in whatever my part is supposed to contribute. Have you ever wondered about, you know, who you really are, and you put aside all the labels and the achievements that you've passed through and just sat with yourself and checked what was coming up inside of you, what was the story that was emerging for you? I know that I have, and it took a while to get back just to the light of me, the virtues that are within me, and not virtues in an arrogant sense, but virtues that made me, they made me just sit comfortably in me without any external distraction. And so about a year and a half ago, when I released my previous album entitled Inclusion Revolution Together with Love, it came because of just my feeling that I was betrayed by my humanity, by some choices that they had made, and by the language that was being spoken to one another. It was just very heart-wrenching. You felt like, I believe that we are moving towards a more civilized state of awareness, and there we were, you know, calling each other names on major platforms, and it just hurt. It hurt. And one day, myself and the staff, we were having breakfast together, and we ended up talking about what's going on with black and white America, you know, what really is the problem here. And don't you find it amazing how you can start a conversation, it takes you into a completely different light? Because within that conversation, everyone shared, and then I found myself going back to an earlier period in my life where I ended up somewhere where I wasn't accepted. The way I wasn't accepted. The way I looked wasn't accepted. The things I said wasn't accepted. And it did hurt. And it hurt also in a way that I just couldn't understand why. And I said, but I was a success. Why wouldn't you want to listen to me? Do you know what I've done? Do you know who I've been with, where I've been, etc., and so on? And nobody cared. Nobody cared, despite the fact that I thought that at some point there were also issues going on there at a deeper karmic level, which my little intellect could not translate nor decode. I have to say it was very painful, but I have to confess that I really felt blessed. There was some blessing over me, and something happened. Something opened up for me, and God whispered very quietly and very beautifully and said, but there's a better version of you waiting. And that released me. Now, this is not to say that the hurt went as well, but wherever that hurt went, it was sitting there. And I want to be very clear that the hurt just didn't come because of what was said or done or not done to me or for me at that time. I think the soul was traveling with its own hurt over many, many lifetimes. And I really believe that the soul has been here before. And the proof that I have for me, and of course everyone listening on the air can definitely determine for themselves whether they want to believe it or not, But for me, I would have too many moments of deja vu. I would meet people that I would feel very deeply connected to, which would be like, it doesn't make any sense. There would be reasons in which I couldn't understand why I would make a particular choice when I knew what was the better choice to make, but I still made another choice, which seemed just so natural. And so I connected all of that to, there's got to be a reason why the soul in my body were making, you know, it was making these choices, and it was taking me somewhere where I either had to go into a very painful situation to learn that love is God and love is who I am, or I would just soar and love was just there automatically. I didn't have to be reminded that I'm an energy of love and light. So when I produced the Inclusion Revolution Together with Love, which I'd love for you to get a copy of, which is on Amazon, which you can also add a Smile Charity for the America Meditating Radio, which is also a nonprofit, that Inclusion Revolution Together with Love, I did it because I went back to the Bill of Rights, I looked into the words of the preamble, the Constitution, I looked at what E Pluribus Unum meant, and I did meditations based on those words, and I refined some of the words where it could have felt more inclusive. But I even went further than that. I looked for a person or a genre that I had no connection with, that I had reservations about or premeditative ideas about them, which weren't always fully convinced that this was a positive thing. And I found a hip-hop artist called Joe Robb, who had never done meditation before and never heard of anyone quite like me before. So here were the two of us, had no idea of each other's worlds other than what we've heard or had an idea of, and we produced a beautiful album entitled Inclusion Revolution. And I'd like to play that with you, because then it connects to how I ended up doing Your Inner World meditation, which took me into another dimension of living. And I really, really moved to a much higher dimension after I got over the betrayal of humanity and went into Your Inner World. So here is E Pluribus Unum from Inclusion Revolution Together with Love. Enjoy.
E Pluribus Unum is not meant to suggest that power should be consolidated into a single individual, but rather that power is innately possessed by every individual, which makes up a single collective. In this meditation, I gently allow my thoughts to become aware that each and every thought is a part of a collective community inside myself. When I choose to nurture thoughts of peace and abundance, I generate safety around me and for others to experience. I'm a part of a collective, and what I think, feel, and do creates a community inside myself and outside of myself. I, the living soul, am a citizen. And through my life, I amplify unity, values, love, and togetherness. I use these pure thoughts to govern my life and to share pure feelings with everyone around me. I am not here to be ruled by any waste thoughts or by anyone. Rather, I'm here to rule my life with virtues, and respect. I am one out of many, and together, I, you, us, make up a world of kindness and abundance. Let me sit in this pure meaning of E Pluribus Unum.
That was E Pluribus Unum from my Inclusion Revolution, Together with Love. And as you can see, I was in that space about what was really going on and where we were as a country. And so after I was able to go through my own, slow organic healing, I'm back in India and I'm on the mountaintop and I was ready to take the real journey in internally and begin to say, hey, this is the time for my inner world to understand the stages that I go through. So my new album, Your Inner World, is really taking us through the journey of the soul that, it starts off with this brightness and innocence and beauty, and it goes through the stage of where the beauty of the innocence starts to get a little bit lost, a little bit down, and then it goes into an area where certain traumas come in. And I begin to hold on to the traumas and don't really know how to let them go. And as much as we can go into the other rooms, it was like in the meditation, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. But one of the interesting things is that each room that you enter into, there's a light. And at the end of the meditation, it actually takes you into the light of the divine, which basically says, I've always been here for you. I've always been here for you. And that's how I really came across with this meditation, where I really wanted it to be that journey now inwards to accept that we've been through a lot. There's been various processes of living and unfolding and getting back to the original light that we were designed in. And many of us sometimes get confused, like, what is light? When you speak of light, what do you mean? So light for me is when my personality no longer has the energy of algae. You hear me speak about it all the time. Can you imagine whereby you are no longer influenced by the energy of anger or lust or greed, attachment or ego? So the acronym algae stands for all these five areas in which they've really built that attachment and makes us really feel charged, and it also feeds our fear. So your inner world is about, accepting where you've been, but know that the light of the divine is always there for you. You just have to listen. You just have to be cognizant of the fact that even through your dark moments and your dark times and the roughest situations and moments of your life, that inner light is sitting there just saying, look at me, speak to me, come into me, I am here. You know, there's so many faiths in the world today. And if I were to sort of outline, which I will, a few, for example, when you talk about Islam, it says in the Quran, Allah is the light of the heaven and the earth. In Judaism, it says, the Lord is my light, whom shall I fear? In Sikhism, God being truth is the one light of all. Taoism, following the light, the sage, takes care of all. And so there is a lot of reference about energy of God being light. And it's hard for us when we're in such a human existence to resonate with that. So my introduction to God for us today is that it's an energy of the opposite of algae in you. When you are filled with peace instead of anger, purity instead of lust, joy and contentment instead of greed, love instead of attachment, and wisdom, knowledge instead of ego, you're you're made in God's image. And in Christianity, it says, I've come into the world as light. And so we do become this image of God when we begin to reflect these natural innate qualities in the soul. And so it's my pure wish that for the holiday season, so you begin to look out for getting this album for your friends and family, helping them to go through their journey, to begin to value themselves at a much deeper level, and to recognize the importance of our collective resonance with each other, that, you know, if I think right, things around me are going to be right. If I don't, it's going to be an obstacle, and things are going to be harder, and I'm not going to be able to feel like my every breath is important, when really we are here to just breathe. When it doesn't make any sense at all, when I'm finding it really challenging to be able to understand why I'm going through what I'm going through, breathe a few times. On your way to work, when you're at home, when you have a little moment, just breathe. Put on your Inner World meditation CD and shift the quality of thinking. So I'd like to play with you another track, and you all are getting first-hand experience of the whole album before the rest of the world receives it. So here is Just Breathe. I hope you enjoy it. And this is on my latest album, Your Inner World. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Keep your eyes gently open. Imagine that you're walking toward a beautiful house by the ocean side. All around you are beautiful flowers, trees, a gentle breeze. You pause to view the whole landscape. And just for a little while, observe how that makes you feel. As you approach this beautiful house, carrying a gentle curiosity of what awaits inside, you leave behind the open white space and beautiful landscape. You leave the gentle breeze behind you, knowing that it's okay. As your feet gently move closer towards the door, you notice your hand moving towards the doorknob, turning it slowly. You enter the house, and upon entering, you enter your deepest inner being, your inner world of thoughts. You enter the soul and the vast properties of thoughts and experiences that live inside of you. Allow yourself to just take another deep breath. Take it all in, bracing yourself to see things you have missed, but to also see the things you've always known were there. To see things you know you need to change. To see the things that you love. But also to see the things you are afraid of. Allow yourself to be very present.
open and receptive. As you enter inside your beautiful house of thoughts, you come across memories. Memories of being a child in the main room. It's you, the child. You're safe, protected, carefree, and blessed. Allow that feeling of being blessed, protected, and carefree to consume you in your moment of inner reflection. Allow that feeling to consume you for a little while in your moment of inner reflection.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you like that track. That was Just Breathe from your inner world, my new CD. That's going to be really for me a special expression of, you know, our journey from inwards, that there are so many factors of spaces that we live in, and perhaps the one that's most important is to focus more on the light within so that we can have a deeper experience of God. I hope you really enjoy those. Tweet it too, or Facebook it if you've thought about how that touched you in terms of all the busyness that starts at the beginning of the meditation, and then you're like, let me just breathe my way through. And that was the purpose of when the producer, Vishnu Mekhal, put that in together, you know, into it, like, well, it usually takes me time to get into that zone. And I went, Vishnu, I love it. It's fine. Let's do it. I think it's wonderful. It's an honest expression of someone, especially who has never meditated too much before. And so it was a great production. So I got to get Sister Gita, who wants to read with us a beautiful poem, and she's in the studio with me. Sister Gita, welcome.
Om Shanti, and good day to all of you. Oh, Sister Jenna, it's like you're intuitive, like you know exactly, without my saying, that I needed to hear that CD, how wonderful and accurate it is. Wah, wah. That's a Hindi word that means wonderful. Okay, so, going beyond. The effort you need to make now is to come close to God. We have a wonderful name we call God, Baba, which means Father, and it's such a sweet word, brings an intoxicated feeling in your mind. It's now time to come close to God, Baba. To experience this practice, going beyond a limited consciousness of yourself, the body consciousness, until eventually you can remain in a state of constant, unlimited spiritual awareness, is soul consciousness. This is one of the most difficult things for any human being to achieve, because we have incarnated in many bodies and have had so many relationships. Connection with God makes it possible to remain detached even whilst in the body and involved in human relationships. In order to make such a connection with God, you must cut off all other attachments. Yet, they must be cut with love. Take help from God and learn how to cut them yourself with love. We are loving beings to begin with, peaceful beings, just like our Supreme Father, the Divine. Some of us, like myself and Sister Jenna, who have had 84 bodies throughout our existence, we really do need to learn to be attached to the One so that we can recall our original qualities of loveliness, peace, beauty, wisdom, joy, love, purity, all of these. Wonderful. Going beyond is a wonderful feeling. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Sister Gita. You scared me there when you said I had 84 lives. I have no idea if I have or not, but I do know that I've definitely been here before. I hope you've all enjoyed our little chit-chat together and conversation. And again, it's just my humble privilege to have been able to be a part of the emergence of this new album entitled Your Inner World, which will be available on many platforms this week. So please look out for it. Just Google Your Inner World by Sister Jenna. And don't forget to download our free app, Pause for Peace, and share it with your friends. And it gives me always a sweet feeling when I hear from you via email or even on the Twitter handle, which I respond to personally. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we really are here to love each other the same. So let's do that a little bit more, folks. We definitely need that as we roll into a beautiful year of incredible experiences, I'm sure. And so light, brighten yourself so much. Put your light up so high that those around you will also want to be inspired to shine their light just as bright. I'm going to end today's show by Sister Elizabeth from Anubhuti Retreat Center in Novato, California, in Marin County. And this one's entitled Blessings Upon Blessings on her new album entitled That. Take care.
A life of peace. May the words Om Shanti ring out for our unity to increase. May every word I speak be strong and true. I will always see the face of God in the face of you. This is the beginning, not the end. Upon blessings, my friend. Of blessings upon blessings, my friend. May I always walk the path of love. Above, I will open up my heart each day anew for the love of family, love of life, and the love of you. This is the beginning, not the end, of blessings upon blessings, my friend. Blessings upon blessings, my friend. And I am committed to service. I can change the world with my two with my heart and soul. Yes, I understand. May we always shine our inner light with the colors of the rainbow rising up to brilliant white. And no matter where our choices lead us to, I will always find the face of God in the face of you. This is the beginning, not the end, of blessings upon blessings, my friends. Of blessings upon blessings, my friends. And we are committed to service. We can change the world with our two hands, with our heart and soul. Yes, we understand. When I think of mountains caressed by oceans blue, I will see the sacred island as a part of me and you. And like the stars that warm the darkest night, we will always fill our world with our love, our life, our light. This is the beginning, not the end, of blessings upon blessings, my friends. Of blessings upon blessings, blessings upon blessings, blessings upon blessings, my friends.
I'm Sister Jenna. You've been listening to America Meditating Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Did you enjoy that conversation? Because you can also listen to it on Spotify or in iTunes, 24/7, anytime, anywhere. I do trust we all have inner power to become our very best. When we listen with curiosity to learn more, we grow. So thanks so much for tuning in, and do be easy on yourself. Take care.